It's another great weekend right here, right now on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. And now, your host for Computer Talk, here's Dave Mason.
I still can't hear myself. 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK, toll-free call nationwide. You can join us here live. Look, I got trackpad working on the laptop, so I'm cooking, man. If you have any questions or comments on computers or the internet, you can join us here live, toll-free call nationwide, 866-821-8255, 866-821-TALK. Of course, my live during the show only email, drdavelive@gmail.com.
We show onboard computer synchronization.
Yep, I got complete mousiness.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Yeah. Did you hear about or did you see the Google Map image? People are calling it pranksters. I don't know if you call it pranksters or hackers or what you call it. But a Google Map of a small region in Pakistan.
No, I mean Pakistan. Pakistan.
Can you see it? Can you see it?
Yeah.
The Android robot urinating on the apple?
Yes.
Yeah.
Where is that? Where is it supposed to be?
Google Map.
The location?
It's a Google Map in Pakistan.
Oh, in Pakistan.
And, in a big scheme of things, not particularly important, but it's very interesting, and it's great. And this is what I actually appreciate this, and I'll tell you why, because it's functionally unimportant. In other words, it didn't break anything for anybody. Didn't blow the map up. Didn't spread any viruses. Didn't destroy any Google property. But what it did do, and there's an adjacent image to this, is bring to consciousness for the public and perhaps Google. And the other image just adjacent to that one on that Google map is Google review policy is crap. And it's true. And that's the thing that is just so important for us to understand. You know, and you can't run around being frightened, and you can't run around being paranoid, and you can't run around being, completely negative about everything. You can. And you know what? And from a factual basis, you would be right. But you would live a horrid life. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of risks out there. They're on almost every single front. The people that we think are the pros, the grown-ups are no longer running things. Right. Now, I'm willing to consider that they may have never been running things, and I just didn't realize it because I wasn't a grown-up. But I know for a fact that the grown-ups are not running things now. Anything. Nothing. And this is an example. And we talked about some of the bizarre, wacko medical stuff we've dealt with. Technical issues. Technical support stuff. You need to pay attention. You need to be skeptical. And then go have fun. Live your life. That's about what we got to do. And I don't care whether it's Google Maps. I don't care whether it's the FCC internet regs that are coming on board shortly. I don't care what it is. If you think that, well, let me give you another example. House just passed a cybersecurity bill this last week. Okay, now, two bills. Okay, cybersecurity bills. Guess what they do? They make the government and private data easier to move about between the two entities. They further integrate government and private data. Now, That's a cybersecurity bill? Point me in the direction of cybersecurity there. If it look at, there's a lot of people that are saying this is, you know, a huge citizen privacy issue. Both bills, H.R. 1560 and H.R. 1731, are geared to improving the sharing of cybersecurity information between business and government agencies. According to Gabriel Rotman, legislative counsel for the American Civil Liberties Union, information sharing is a misnomer, quote unquote. Really, what we're talking about here is creating new exceptions to existing privacy law. It's really a troubling thing. And the problem is, unless you're paying attention, look, we know the legislators aren't reading the bills. We know that. We don't just suspect that. We know that.
They tell us.
They have told us that on numerous occasions.
Yep, it's true.
So now it's up to sort of watchdog special interest groups and citizens, individual citizens, to take the time to read this stuff. How many of you do that? Not many of us, and I'm not criticizing you. It's look, I mean, ideally we would vote folks in because we trust them enough that we know that we wouldn't necessarily have to be on every single syllable in these bills. But the reality is we're not voting those kind of people in, whether we think we are or not. We need to read every single syllable of every single bill. It's a very troubling situation. So, again, it just goes back to what I was talking about with Google and that little defacement that was kind of humorous, a little bit rude, but made a point that they're not, you know, there's nobody home watching the chicken coop. And it's true in all facets, including our government. And these two cybersecurity bills are not cybersecurity bills. They are government citizen data sharing bills. It gives the Director of National Intelligence the power to create procedures for sharing information between the federal government and non-government entities. Guess what non-government entities are? They're citizens and corporations owned by citizens, shareholders. Now, look, there are proponents of these bills that would tell you that's completely wrong. That it's not a problem. And here's the reality. The only reason it wouldn't be a problem is if you've got a saint in position as the National Cybersecurity and Communications guy or gal. Mm-hmm. If you have a saint in that position, then the bills are not a problem. I mean, I'll tell you, Lois Lerner didn't do anything wrong with those emails. That was just circumstance and coincidence, and she had nothing but the best interest of Americans and taxpayers at heart. You know, when Hillary Clinton completely went around governmental procedures and laws and regulations and policies and created that private server to conduct government business on, super, super top secret government business, she had nothing but our best interest at heart. Just like these two bills.
2.2 trillion listeners galaxy-wide. Computer Talk with Dave Mason. Back after this.
Hey guys, this is Evil Steve. Yeah, the evil one. Back again, here to talk to you about Dr. Dave's data recovery. First of all, Dr. Dave and I would like to thank you for another great year of Dr. Dave's data recovery service. It's been outstanding. We all know how important it is to back up your data. But if you didn't back up your data, and those important documents, or even more important, precious family pictures, are stuck on a dead drive somewhere, well, there is a way to get them unstuck, and it's called Dr. Dave's Data Recovery. From hard drives to floppy disks, thumb drives, flashcards, you name it, we can do it. First step, go to DaveMason.com, click on the Dr. Dave's Data Recovery button, and you'll find all the info you need right there. Dr. Dave will get your drive and do his Dr. Dave magic as usual and get your precious data back to you safe and sound. So do the smart thing. Let Dr. Dave's Data Recovery come to your rescue. That's Dr. Dave's Data Recovery at DaveMason.com.
I've just discovered one of the most important new tools for security and privacy on the internet today. Hey, Dr. Dave here. ID Vault looks like a military-grade USB memory stick, but it's much more. It stores all your usernames and passwords, and you don't have to worry about the remnants left on your PC after online banking. ID Vault prevents you from signing into phishing sites that steal your identity and your money. It automatically signs you into your online financial accounts with ID Vault SecureView. It automatically enters your credit card information when you shop online, so your credit card is safe from hackers and even keystroke loggers. Here's how it works. ID Vault encrypts your account passwords on a smart card microchip inside a tamper-proof USB device where the criminals can't get at them. Best of all, it's economical and easier and faster to use than usernames and passwords. Anyone who surfs the net needs their ID Vault. So get yours at idvault.com today and save $10. That's idvault.com. Tell them you heard it here on Computer Talk with Dave Mason. You've done everything you're supposed to do to protect yourself from identity theft, the fastest growing crime in America, but nothing's perfect, so how can you guarantee that your identity won't be stolen? Hi, this is Dr. Dave, host of Computer Talk with Dave Mason. LifeLock is the answer. Listen to what LifeLock CEO Todd Davis told me recently on my show.
The idea that you're going to hide your information clearly doesn't work. Let's go tell those criminals we're going to take control again. I'm not going to live in fear. I'm going to surf the web. I'm going to bank online. I'm going to shop online. I'm going to take advantage of technology without worrying about looking over my shoulder about who's going to steal my identity or what damage they're going to do to it. I'll back up every client we have at LifeLock with that $1 million guarantee.
There you go. You can stop worrying about identity theft because the folks at LifeLock have got your back. LifeLock, real identity theft protection with an astonishing $1 million guarantee. Go get LifeLock today at LifeLock.com or call 877-LIFELOCK. That's 877-543-3562. Tell Todd Davis, Dr. Dave sent you.